on vacation this week. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Kim.
Well, I understand there's big soccer news today.
Indeed. Steven Gerrard, after 14 long years, decided to quit international football.
Wow, tell us all about it.
Well, I will. Steven Gerrard, the English national team captain and captain of English top club side Liverpool, has decided to retire from international football after 14 years representing the senior national side. Gerrard led the English squad to the World Cup in Brazil, where the team failed to progress from the group stage of the competition. Speaking on the FA website, Steven Gerrard said, "I have enjoyed every minute of representing my country, and it is a sad day for me knowing that I won't pull on the England shirt again. However, I do look forward to continuing my strong relationship with the FA and helping out in any way I can going forward." Meanwhile, Wayne Rooney, another English international and striker for Manchester United Football Club, said he wants to impress his new coach, Louis van Gaal, during the club's pre-season trip to the United States. Rooney says, "We have to show him every day in training what different qualities we have got as players and a team. Everyone wants to impress the new manager, so that it is what we all aiming to do." Brazil's Football Federation plans to name a new coach on Tuesday to replace Felipe Scolari after Big Phil, as he is affectionately referred to by his team and supporters, resigned as manager of the Brazilian senior national team. The team's humiliating 7-1 defeat to eventual World Cup winners Germany and another loss to the Netherlands forced Scolari to resign after saying the defeat to Germany was the saddest day in his entire life. The German national team apparently celebrated their fourth World Cup title a bit too hard last weekend, according to the president of the German Football Federation, Wolfgang Niersbach. Part of the World Cup trophy was damaged at the Rio after party. Niersbach told German news magazine Spiegel, "At one spot, a small piece was chipped off, but don't worry, we have specialists who can fix it." The culprit? A mystery. Niersbach joked that a thorough and persistent investigation was conducted, but proved inconclusive.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Welcome back. And in the transfer market, La Liga giants Real Madrid have reportedly secured the signature of Colombian international James Rodriguez, who was a world-class revelation at the FIFA World Cup hosted by Brazil. Rodriguez, who was signed from French Ligue 1 side Monaco, will team up with Gareth Bale and the world's current Footballer of the Year, Cristiano Ronaldo, in Real Madrid's star-studded attack. English side Chelsea are reportedly in talks with Ivorian captain and club legend Didier Drogba. Drogba is currently a free agent after leaving Galatasaray. He left Stamford Bridge in 2012 after scoring the winning penalty in the Champions League final against Bayern Munich. Drogba's advisors say a decision has not yet been made and that Chelsea is one of a number of options, but talks are underway and the 36-year-old is likely to decide on a possible return this week. Patrice Evra has completed his move from Manchester United to Juventus. The French left-back has been at Old Trafford since 2006. Evra says deciding to leave Manchester United is, quote, "the biggest decision of my career." The Frenchman, who joined the club from Monaco in January 2006, made 379 appearances and scored 10 goals during 9 seasons at Old Trafford. He says, "After a great deal of thought, I have decided the time is right for me to leave Manchester United. It is the biggest decision of my career, as this club is and will always remain in my heart." Tottenham have opened talks with Swansea goalkeeper Michel Vorm over a potential move to White Hart Lane. The 30-year-old Netherlands international has been granted permission to speak to Spurs via his representative after the Premier League clubs agreed a fee over the weekend thought to be in the region of $9 million. The proposed deal is complex and dependent to an extent on a separate agreement for left-back Ben Davies to join Spurs and for midfielder Gylfi Sigurdsson to move in the opposite direction. Negotiations concerning all transfers are thought to be going well, but Vorm has reservations about how much playing time he will get in competition with current Tottenham Hotspur and France number one Hugo Lloris. The 27-year-old Lloris recently signed a new 5-year deal at Spurs, but Europe's top clubs are becoming increasingly keen to have top two class goalkeepers battling it out for the number one spot, and Tottenham are no exception. And with the 2014 World Cup in Brazil now over, the qualifiers of the 2015 African Cup of Nations qualifiers resumed over the weekend. For details of results over the matches and other sports news run-up, here's Nightline Africa sports editor Segun Adeyemi from Nigeria's commercial capital, Lagos, with more.
In the first round of the third stage of the qualifiers, Uganda, Botswana and Sierra Leone scored impressive victories that may serve them well in the return leg matches in a fortnight. All three won their matches by the same 2-0 scoreline. Uganda beat visiting Mauritania, Botswana playing at home defeated Guinea-Bissau, while Sierra Leone utilized home advantage to beat Seychelles. Four more matches are slated for today, Sunday. The aggregate winners of the two legs third stage will advance to the final qualifying round, which is the group stage, to join the 21 teams that have already drawn a bye into that stage. The group stage comprises 28 teams drawn into 7 groups of 4 teams each. Group stage qualifiers will kick off in September, with the top 2 in each group plus the best third place team qualifying for the finals. Host Morocco is an automatic qualifier. Talking about the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations, watching the World Cup in Brazil has convinced the football stars of Kenya that they can qualify for the 2015 tournament in Morocco. Kenya, which is famous for its athletes, has not featured at the continental football showpiece since making a first-round exit 10 years ago. But goalkeeper Jeremy Onyango of the Harambee Stars, as the Kenyan team is known, believes that is about to change. Onyango was among the 16 players and 4 coaches who traveled to Brazil thanks to the generosity of President Uhuru Kenyatta. The head of state told the national team he will bankroll a visit to the World Cup after they won the regional CECAFA Challenge Cup last December. Onyango told Kenyan reporters that the trip was an eye-opener for him and his teammates. Seeing is believing. We watch the stars from the stands and realize they do not possess extraordinary skills that we lack. We only need to believe in ourselves and we will do well in the Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers, he says. Should Kenya eliminate Lesotho in a 2-leg tie, it will join 2013 Africa Cup runners-up Burkina Faso, Angola and Gabon for the group stage. The 6-match group phase kicks off in September and will last 3 months. As I reported earlier, the top 2 finishers and the 3rd best placed team are guaranteed places at the tournament. Back here in Nigeria, the country's under-20 women's national team, nicknamed the Falconets, are now gearing up for the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup, starting on August 5th in Canada. Also, the country still remains on course for the CAF Under-17 Championship, as its qualifier against Rwanda, earlier set for this weekend, has already been shifted to July 27th. Nigeria is back in reckoning for the tournaments because World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, has lifted the suspension it imposed on the Nigeria Football Federation, NFF, due to government interference in sports. The suspension from international football was lifted on Friday. A FIFA statement said the Global Federation has noted that the court proceedings and order preventing the president of the NFF, the NFF Executive Committee members, and the NFF Congress from running the affairs of Nigerian football have been withdrawn, as statutory order has been reinstated at the NFF and the legitimate bodies reinstalled. FIFA has decided to lift the suspension, the statement said. Nigeria's reinstatement comes after a reversal of the decision to remove senior members of the NFF following allegations of corruption. Africa's other representative at the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup, Ghana, has already landed in Canada to continue with preparations for the competition. Ghana is in Group A with host Canada, Finland, and former champion North Korea. The Black Princesses, as the Ghana team is known, and the host will play in the tournament's opening match at Toronto's National Stadium. For its part, Nigeria is in the same group as England, South Korea, and Mexico. Nigeria opens its campaign against Mexico on August 6th. Let's recall that while Nigeria remains suspended, South Africa made a bid to replace the country at the FIFA tournament, sending a delegation led by President of the South African Football Association, Danny Jordan, to FIFA. In more African football news, host Namibia has been drawn into a tough group that includes perennial winner Nigeria for the 2014 African Women's Championship to be held from October 11th to 25th. According to the draw, conducted in the Namibian capital, Windhoek, on Saturday, Ivory Coast and debutant Zambia are also in the same Group A as Namibia and Nigeria. Group B comprises South Africa, Cameroon, Algeria, and Ghana. The 2014 African Women's Championship is also a qualification tournament for the 2015 African Women's World Cup, with the top three qualifying for the finals in Canada. The tournament marks the first time that host Namibia will feature in the African Championship. Nigeria has won all but two editions of the two-yearly tournament since it started in 1998. Equatorial Guinea is the only other winner. And former Lorient coach Christian Gourcuff has succeeded Vahid Halilhodžić as coach of Algeria. The Algerian Football Federation has announced Gourcuff has been handed a contract leading up to the 2018 World Cup in Russia, with a more immediate target being the 2018.